This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 953, Why Listening Strategies Plus Native Interviews Create Connection. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a good question from our listener, Samira. Even though she's living in Canada, will the Bridge to Connection method still help her get to connection? Get our answer today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's the sunshine out in Portland? Is it sunny today? How's the weather?
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. It is beautiful. And it was beautiful all weekend. We had soccer games. We went to the park a bunch. We went to the farmer's market yesterday. It was great. We were outside all weekend.
Farmer's market. Oh, that actually reminds me. It's funny because when I was driving across the U.S. a couple years ago, actually to build our Bridge to Connection method course, I hit a farmer's market out west.
Yes.
And so farmer's markets, those are like a big deal in the U.S., aren't they?
Oh, totally. And it's not just in the U.S. either, right? I mean, there's this notion of outdoor market really exists everywhere. I mean, even in Taiwan, we would have like night markets were the big deal, right? So it's this notion of like, what type of people go to a market like this? What do you expect to find in these places? And these comparisons I find really interesting. Like one of my favorite things about our course, The Connected Communicator, is the shared cultural aspects of stuff, learning about how American culture might be particular or unique, and then finding the connection between these things and your own culture and your own life. Mm. Like farmers markets, we've had some great conversations with students in the course about what this might be like in their country and how farmers markets in the U.S. would bring them new stuff, you know?
Yeah. And another good piece of this is all material for good conversations, right? When we do meet people, this is all really, really good stuff. And today's episode, Jessica, is inspired by what? Why did we decide to jump into this topic today? Where did this come from?
Yeah, we had a really good question. Well, a few questions in an email from a student, a listener. And they're about the course, about the Connected Communicator, but also just about his own needs, right? About confidence and connection. So these are things that we know a lot of you guys are feeling and worried about. So we're going to talk about his case today. But you guys can take a lot out of this conversation.
Absolutely. And one of the most important things that you're going to take out of it today is what do you need to look for when it comes to going deeper with your English? You need some kind of a unique method, a unique formula, right? That's based on the right things, that's engineered to get you to your goal, right? You can't just be jumping around, grabbing things and using material that's not real English. We can't be doing that.
No, that doesn't help us at all. Yeah. I mean, we'll read the email in a second, guys, I promise. But this is really like the person we created the course for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys have come so far in your English already. That's why you can listen to this show mm-hmm. where we don't slow down. I mean, this is really how we talk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
You can understand us. You can connect to us. But still, when you guys go out in the world, there's still a gap. It's this gap of like, yep. you've come so far. Now, how do we bridge that gap, right? Like our bridge to connection. How do we get over that and actually like participate in the world among native speakers in English?
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to go ahead and read the question. And I'm thinking that some of our listeners are going to hear themselves in this question. You know, they're
totally,
going to.
Yeah.
All right. So here it is. So the person says, hi, Lindsay. My name is Samira. And I just watched the video on the connection method through All Ears English website. And I felt really excited when I heard that you were talking about all of the problems I have in connection to others. And I want to mention before we go deeper to get that video, guys, that video is free. That first video that gets you started, it introduces you to the 7 secrets to connection in English. Okay. So go to allearsenglish.com/secrets to get that video. All right.
Awesome.
So here she goes. So I'm not a native speaker. I moved to Canada almost 7 months ago. Although I've been graduated as an English translator in my home country, I don't have the confidence to speak in English and it makes me isolated from people. That's exactly what we're here to fix for you guys, right? That's
exactly.
why we're here. Yeah. All right. Good. So the person.
Yeah. I mean, isolation is the exact opposite of connection, right, guys? I mean, this is the whole reason why we created the bridge to connection method to get you past that really that like lonely place of isolation where you feel like you have the language skills, right?
Yeah.
Like you should have the skills needed by now. So why, what is keeping you down? What is holding you back still? That's what that's what it's for.
That's what it's for. Exactly. But this person has kind of a question, a bit of kind of doubting something, right? So here's the question. So she says, by the way, I'm interested in this program and I'm ready to take the class. If it helps me to be more confident and relax in conversations with my colleagues at work, my classmates in college, and my neighbors at my home. But I'm not sure if it suits people living outside of the U.S. You were talking about, good question, right? Really good question, right? Because we are from the U.S. and the course covers content. We take you around the U.S., right? So, so to continue with her question, you are talking about being familiar with the culture so you can make a better connection with native speakers, but I'm not living in the U.S. Don't you think the videos might be boring for those people who are not living in the U.S.? Oh, boring is definitely not the word.
No. Oh my gosh. Definitely not. Guys, the people, I mean, Lindsay talked to what, thousands? I don't know. You talked to so many people, guys. Yeah. And we curated this. We didn't choose just any video to include in this course. Yeah. We chose the native speakers that we would want to have conversations with, even if their opinions were vastly different than our own. That is the conversation, right? Not boring at all.
yeah. I mean, I think the most important thing here, right, is to think about how are we reaching the goal with you? How are we bringing you to your goal, right? Your goal is connection, right? In the end, that's what you want to do. And Jessica, so we talked about the bridge to connection method, but what is that? Like, what's the unique formula that we put together that actually gets them there?
I think it's really this combination of listening skills and strategies. And, you know, just like this is something that you guys are familiar with, comfortable with. This is how we learn. We define a skill. We define, you know, we're going to learn phrasal verbs today. We're going to learn how to follow details in this video. We're going to work on gist or general understanding, right? Like features of how we talk, features of how we listen. We pick those out for each video. So there's a very specific learning target, right? So it's very organized, laid out. This is what you're learning in each video, but that's something that we are used to, right?
Yeah.
It's this plus the material itself, guys, being able to learn this through native speaker authentic English.
Exactly.
We're not manufacturing things. We're not saying, it's not like we started with like, okay, I want to teach you this vocabulary, so I'm going to make up a conversation that uses it, because that's manufactured. That's not how we talk. So we started with the authentic real English, and then we drew out out the lessons from there.
Exactly, Josica. And I mean, it's so authentic that even the person that was interviewed didn't know they were going to be interviewed until about 3 minutes before the camera turned on.
Perfect.
So, you know, for example, I went to Michigan and I'm sitting in a laundromat about an hour outside of Detroit, right? And I'm hanging out with this woman next to me. She's just like a high school kid, right? And I said, yeah. Hey, we're talking about stuff, just small talk. And I said, hey, would you like to be in my video project? And she said, yeah, she liked the idea. And so I asked her a lot of questions about, you know, being a teenager in the US and Michigan, that kind of thing. So she didn't have any time to rehearse and to prepare.
Right.
So you're getting completely spontaneous English as it's spoken every day by natives. Hey guys, let's spread the word about All Ears English. Please take out your phone now and send the show to one friend by text message or email, or just tell them about it. Help them see how easy it is when you focus on connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. And let's make 2018 the best year yet for your English. Thanks for listening, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that particular video, that's the Ray video. I know which one you're talking about. And guys, like, the listening lesson you get from this video, I guarantee you're not going to get in any other language course, right? Just how some people can sound maybe cool or indifferent and connect their words in certain ways. And this is what really gets in the way of understanding a lot of people. It's these features of how we talk when we're just natives talking to each other. And this video focuses directly on that. It's such a good lesson.
Oh, I love that. I mean, it's so fun. I actually want to go back and just go through the course again, because it's so fun to go back through the memories. And it's the journey, guys. It's the journey that we take you across the U.S., right? You start in Boston, you go up to Chicago, you go to the American West, down the coast of California, through the deep South, and back up into New York City, right? You do a huge loop, 12,400 miles across the U.S. And I mean, Josica, what about topics, right? Because that was another big problem that we wanted to solve for our listeners in this course, is that people tell us they don't know how to go deeper into specific topics, like real topics, like interesting topics.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So, yeah, sure. I mean, small talk is pretty easy, right? Yep. You guys could talk about the weather and maybe what you ate for breakfast that morning or whatever. Uh-huh. But how do you actually develop a connection? How do you actually develop a conversation? You don't stop with the weather. What do native speakers talk about? And this is the cultural element that our listener is worried about, right? Because she's like, I'm in Canada, your course is in America.
Yeah.
Was this going to help me? Yes, you guys. Although these topics are, sure, Americans are talking about them. Yeah, like gun rights, right? Like equality, gay marriage. We start there, but then also travel, food. Guys, these are topics that everyone talks about. It doesn't matter what country you're in, right?
Yeah.
These are topics that we talk about. And one of the things that is the most important about our Bridge to Connection method is that it's not just about hearing what we talk about. It's about how you can enter that conversation. So no matter where you're living, this is going to help you enter a conversation, right? It's getting that practice. Like, if native speakers are talking about this really deep topic, like politics or immigration, right? Like all this stuff. What do I have to say about this?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest advantages of this course, no matter where you're living.
Yeah. No, the topics are huge. The topic that we keep hearing that from students, from listeners, that, you know, it's hard to go deeper. It's hard to go deeper. You're tired of talking about the weather, and we can get you there, guys. And then, I mean, I think the last piece is that it's just fun. You know, it's fun. Like, it's boring going through a textbook. That is why we created All Ears English itself, but especially this course, because you get clips. You know, you feel like you're literally in the car with us, right? Going across. You get clips of the oh my God, the most beautiful landscapes in the U.S., yeah. right? We go through, you know, Devil's Tower out west. You go to a rodeo. You go to the a surfing contest in California. You eat tacos so in L.A. Cool. I could go on and on, guys. But my basic point is, you don't get this anywhere else. You just don't.
No. The most effective way to learn is by being motivated and engaged, right? Exactly. If you're bored, you're not going to learn anything. That's just like rule one for teachers.
Yeah.
So, this is a way to, if you're like, you know what? I'm going to spend half an hour every night learning English. How are you going to make that the most effective way? It's to be engaged, and you really are looking forward to this quote unquote lesson time, because it's not a lesson. You're not, you know, sitting and listening to a lecture. You are traveling around America, learning about culture and vocab, and improving your listening and speaking skills at the same time.
Exactly. And so for those reasons, Samira, we're going to say yes, it will work for you, even though you're living in Canada. It doesn't matter for all the reasons that we've just talked about, right? Our method, which is that combination of strategies, listening strategies, and the authentic materials, because of the topics you learn about, and just because it is just straight up fun. It's just fun, and it's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. You get to go on a journey around the U.S. I mean, like I said, it creates connection, guys, because you'll stick to it. You know, you also have a daily study plan that we show you what to do each day. So, you know, you could binge on these videos because they are that fun.
Totally.
But you don't have to, because in 2 months, we'll get you to that goal if you follow that study plan.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I mean, if you just think about the, what can we use anywhere from this course? Like, one great example is just, how do we describe these beautiful landscapes that Lindsay is talking about, right?
Oh,
like these adjectives, these idioms for life. Like, this is English. It doesn't matter where you live.
Exactly. So we want to recommend to Samira and anyone else who is in this position, if you're ready to get straight into the course, I just put up a brand new video that's introducing the course, and we'll show you a couple of clips so you know what we're talking about.
Awesome.
Right? You see a couple of clips from the rodeo, from the farmers market out in Washington. You get just a hint of how it feels to be in the course. Go to allersenglish.com/connection. But if you want to get started for free with the first video, the 7 simple secrets to connection in English, you could start at allersenglish.com/secrets. Okay. And then we'll invite you into the course right after that.
Cool. Perfect. That's excellent. Yeah, definitely just check out the video that introduces the course. You can see what we're talking about. Yeah. This just in these few clips, guys.
Yeah, awesome. And I want to say thank you to Samira for this good question. Guys, and let us know if you have any questions about this, right? Go ahead and write to me, Lindsay, at allearsenglish.com. And we love getting your questions from our listeners. Awesome.
Totally. Awesome.
Very cool. Love talking about this, Jessica. Well, we'll be back on the show very soon. Talk to you soon.
It sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.